For more on the budget, I spoke with the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, a short time ago. Treasurer, good morning and welcome.
Nice to be with you, Sabra.
How do you think Australians will regard the promise of lump sums of cash in their bank accounts just weeks after an election?
Well, we, the Liberals and the National Parties, we want Australians to earn more and we want Australians to keep more of what they earn. So returning people their money through tax cuts is an important philosophy for us. The budget's in good shape and we're delivering the first surplus in more than a decade. But importantly, this money into people's pockets will help ease the cost of living pressures.
$20 a week, that's not even a schnitzel and a beer.
Well, actually, $1,080 is very substantial for someone who's earning between $48,000 and $90,000.
But that's how much it is a week.
But it's very significant. If you're a couple, a tradie and a teacher, each earning $60,000, you'll have an additional $2,160 in your bank account in 13 weeks' time when you put in your next tax return. That's money, Sabra, that will go towards your monthly mortgage payment, your quarterly energy bill, your yearly car insurance.
Yeah, it's 10 million taxpayers will get a cash payment come July after lodging a tax return. Nearly 4 million will get some sort of energy supplement as well. 14 million people get something in about 13 weeks. That is an awful lot of money being doled out very quickly.
Well, the government acknowledges that people are dealing with cost of living pressures, and the government also acknowledges that we need to lower taxes at every opportunity. You see, we have an internal discipline, which is a tax to GDP ratio of 23.9%. It's our tax cap, and we stay below that. Now, we would have hit that tax cap midway through this decade if we didn't take this action. The Labor Party doesn't have that discipline. They've abandoned all pretense of lower taxes. They've got $200 billion of higher taxes and no tax to GDP cap.
You've talked about Labor. You've trumped Labor's promise on tax cuts to low and middle income earners. You've matched a commitment on Medicare, boosted incentives on $500 million on apprenticeships. How much of this budget is actually just about neutralising Labor?
Well, it's actually about delivering a better outcome for all Australians and growing the economy.
Really? Every answer that you and Matthias Cormann gave in the press conference yesterday, you either reference Bill Shorten or Labor.
Well, there's going to be a contest at the next election. That's very clear between the Liberals and the Nationals, who are for lower taxes, and Bill Shorten, who's for higher taxes. That's the contrast. But also, this first down payment on Labor's debt of $7.1 billion with a surplus, the first in over 12 years, is a very significant achievement. It's no accident. It doesn't happen overnight. It's because of the decisions that we've taken over the last 6 years. We've brought spending growth down to half of what it was when we came to government. We've got the number of people of working age on welfare at the lowest level in 30 years, and we've got the spending growth of the government being the lowest of any government in 50 years.
Let's talk about those on welfare. For those on Newstart, it's nothing extra. They've had nothing for nearly three decades.
Well, a couple of things. Firstly, the energy supplement will be extended to people on Newstart.
It will be?
It will be.
Is that a last-minute decision?
That is something that the government has taken as a decision, and there'll be other people who will also receive
that. But that wasn't announced on the weekend. So that's something new?
That is something new. What is important here, Sabra?
And that's a tacit acknowledgement that you haven't done enough for them.
No. What we have done is ensured that people can have their cost of living pressures. See, people who are on a disability support pension, or people who are on an age pension, or a parenting payment, or a carer's payment, or a veteran's payment, they're the ones who were targeted with this $125 for couples with the energy supplement. Now we're extending it to Newstart and others. But they're different types of payments. You see, the vast majority of people on Newstart move in to a job and off that plan within 12 months. Newstart's also indexed twice a year, and the people who are on Newstart tend to also be on other government payments, whether it's a family tax benefit or a parenting payment or something
else. On NDIS, there's $1.6 billion not allocated. The government says the uptake's been really slow, but we keep hearing stories about people finding it really hard to get a plan in the first place.
Well, the first thing to say is the government will meet every cent of its obligation to the NDIS. That's an absolute commitment. It's a bipartisan commitment. And this budget fully funds the NDIS.
Well,
but it is a program.
That's what you said last year, and now there was an extra more money committed over the weekend, and still there's this $1.6 billion that's being held back.
Well, actually, what was committed over the weekend, the $850 million, was to providers to give them a lift in the money that they're receiving. But what is important here is that the budget fully funds the NDIS. It's a program in transition. Currently, SABRE, there are 250,000 people are on it, 78,000 of whom have never received the disability support before. It grows to 460,000. And of course, as more people go on it, more people will receive those payments. But just as there was, as you say, on the NDIS, because it's a demand-driven program, less money going out than originally expected, there was more money going out on public hospitals. We had to find an extra $1.9 billion to go towards public hospitals. So it really is programs, these demand-driven programs, they equal themselves out.
When will Treasury publicly report the final budget outcome for 2019-2020?
That assume it will be after an election is called.
Well, it's the 2019-2020 financial year. It'll be September next year.
Well, in terms of, pre-election fiscal outlook will be after the election is called. Final budget outcome, yes, that will be after that period.
Isn't that when possibly you can claim a surplus?
No, we've got a very credible number of $7.1 billion, a very significant
surplus. It's just a forecast at this stage.
Well, what we've seen with all our budget forecasts is that we've actually beaten them. And we've seen a steady trajectory downwards in terms of the deficits over recent years. And now we're seeing $45 billion worth of surpluses over the next 4 years. You see, the comparison with Wayne Swan was that he missed his budget forecast substantially, $80 billion worth of underperformance. What we have done, for example, in the last final budget outcome is beat our expected budget performance by $19.5 billion. So we're actually outperforming and over-delivering.
How much of this is about erasing the memories in voters of the leadership changes from Tony Abbott to Malcolm Turnbull to Scott Morrison, the energy wars within the coalition, the dysfunction that we've recently seen? You're trying to lure people back into voting for the coalition.
Well, Sabra, you can talk about the past. I'm focused on the future. And the future is that this budget delivers a stronger economy and secures a better future for all Australians. We're getting the books back into balance. We're delivering the congestion-busting infrastructure that will get people to work earlier and get them home sooner. We're guaranteeing the essential services on hospitals and schools. And in this budget, there are programs like for mental health and youth suicide, which are the biggest on record, perinatal support, early psychosis treatment, 30 new headspace centres. You can do those things as well as add more drugs to the PBS by having a strong economy, and that's what we're delivering.
Treasurer, thanks for joining the program.
Good to be with you.
The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg.